Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the REB. And welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed four full days of content from marketing and brand stewards from leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI, the importance of creativity, and a laser focus on what matters most to consumers while never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. And in this episode, buckle up as Mike Hulvey, RAB's president and CEO, sits down with Paul Suchman, chief marketing officer for Audacy. In his role, Paul is the steward for the Audacy brand, while also being an incredible advocate representing the channel, the platform, the industry that is audio, and radio, the audio industry's indisputable leader. Audacy is now the official audio partner of the ANA, and at this year's Masters Conference, the immersive experience that Paul and his team brought to thousands of marketers and brands on site brought the benefits of audio to life in a highly engaging way. After you've had a chance to listen to this episode, I highly encourage you to check out the photos and the video from their conference activation. I assure you, it will reinforce your pride and passion for our great medium.
Radio on Main Street from the ANA here in Orlando. And look who we found on Main Street, Paul Suchman. And thank you for stopping by for a few minutes to share some knowledge. And one of the things I love about these conversations is to kind of take away some higher learning that you may have gotten this week or something that you had focused on. Second, we're going to explore a very unique display and interactive approach that Audacy, while we're speaking, it hasn't happened yet, but as you view, it will have happened. So you can share secrets that you can't share with everybody else. So the good news is this will be after the fact instead of before. But first of all, key takeaways from what you've seen, what you've heard in the hallways, in the session room so far.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you to your team. There is a team behind the cameras here who are just phenomenal champions of the medium. Congratulations on your appointment and everything you are doing to be a champion for radio, a champion for audio. We need it. So thank you. Thank you for that. We are thrilled to be at the ANA. We have invested in our partnership with the ANA over the last several years. We've earned our way into being the official audio partner of the ANA, and that means we're the presenting sponsor of today, day two of the event. And you and I have had many conversations about this, Mike. I feel that I've got two jobs as the chief marketing officer for Audacy. One, it's to represent brand Audacy and to compete hard against our fellow audio brands and other media brands for our fair share of media dollars and to deliver the best listener experiences for all the consumers out there. And the second job I feel that I have is I have to be a representative of the channel, of the medium of audio. Because as you know, we've talked about this many times, audio is an underspent medium. More than 30% of a human being's day that is spent with media is spent with audio. But only 10% of advertising dollars flow into the channel. So we as a medium, we have a lot of work to do. And so what we wanted to do here at this ANA was to really focus on that second part, on being champions for audio. And so there's a long hallway that goes out to the dinner tonight. We expect 1,500 to 2,000 guests there. And as they go down that long hallway, we're going to transform it into a living, breathing audio experience delivered in five vignettes. The first vignette will be about the morning rituals, waking up. You'll hear all the sounds of the morning and you'll hear audio and audio's role in those morning rituals. Then we'll move into sports. We'll move into music and live experiences. And we'll have a crescendo moment of bringing it all together under the Odyssey brand, welcoming you into the night's entertainment. So hopefully it goes well. We're in the middle of building it right now. I'm on my way over there to make sure everything's going okay. There's one waiting for me over there, probably.
We can set you up with an REB beanie.
I got one, and I actually got for my kids, too. So
thank you.
Great giveaways.
So let's connect this REB project that, thanks to you and a lot of amazing voices internally into the industry that have said, we're better together. This gets back to your second point that you made earlier. We're better together. There's a message that we have to send to the marketplace. The radio audio story is so amazing. I mean, the numbers are incredible. But there is a bit of a disconnect, right, into the ad market. And that's something that we are all trying to address. This is radio, the concept of not just the platform, but all of the different aspects of it. I like to say that, and use the example that radio used to be an appliance. It sat on the shelf, it was kind of a one-way street. Technology evolves, where are we today? I believe, and you've heard me say this, we're an eight-lane superhighway. And all of the different connection points that we as a medium have, it's a hell of a story.
I agree. And you know, hopefully you've read our trends report. We
yes.
do a biannual trends report. We focus on the trends in audio, and that is exactly what we're speaking about, is audio is not getting the credit. Capital R Radio is not getting the credit that it deserves as a legacy medium that is going through hyper transformation of a better listening experience, to a better distribution experience, to a better advertising experience. There is so much happening in this industry. And as I think about it, you're exactly right. Radio was, you know, it was an appliance that sat on a shelf. But the truth is, as a medium, it is the OG social media.
Right.
It is the original conversation media. It is the original one-to-one media. It is the original gathering, engagement, bringing people together medium. And it remains so. What we need to have happen is the perception of its value and that transformation catch up to the media buying community, many of whom are not radio natives, many of whom have grown up in only in the digital age, and their digital consumption of audio is streaming, is behind paywall playlists. And when I talk to my peers at iHeart, when I talk to my peers at Cumulus, we talk about this all the time. And that's the genesis of This Is Radio, of helping the community, the ad buying community, truly understand the power, the potential, the relevancy, and the necessity of the medium as part of a healthy media plan.
You have been, and I thank you publicly, you have been at the table and in a very important voice in what has been kind of an internal journey that the REB has been in the middle of, and Tammy Greenberg and our team at REB to curate this idea of a central library of information that Odyssey creates, that Pierre and Cumulus creates, that iHeart creates, and allowing us to white label that, and I say us, REB, to white label on behalf of the industry so that those important messages get before marketers anywhere with important information. And that's, again, part two of what you said a few minutes ago of how we send this message to market. And then once the attention is up, I mean, once the radar is up and people are leaning in, we all have special, every company has their own special sauce. They have their special message. And this is not about getting in the way of that. But I think that is a really important message to send to the industry, that we are better when we're working together, at least in articulating what our strength is as a medium.
I will tell you, you made me think of something as you were talking. Because radio touches so many cohorts and reaches so many consumers at so many moments of the day, virtually every brand, every category, every industry, every geography is a target to use radio as part of their brand building, product selling, engagement driving campaigns. And what we have found, because we get to work with clients across all industries, and having grown up in the creative world, in the agency world, when creatives come to the table and make bespoke campaigns that really use the superpowers of audio, no visuals, right? So you're using sound effects, you're using great scripts, you're using music, you're using pauses, all to tell a story, and your mind gets to unwrap and tell that story, and the idea of theater of the mind, some of the best creative is coming out of it. And creatives that are embracing it on behalf of the brands that they represent are seeing better outcomes for their campaigns.
So when you get up of a morning, what gets you excited about what you do every day? What's that one or two things that I just spring out of bed and I'm ready for action because?
You know, it's one thing, and it's we rebranded. I've had the privilege of sitting in this chair as the chief marketing officer for over 5 years, and it really is a privilege. And when I came in, it was a company called Entercom. Mm-hmm. It was quite literally a house of brands, a collection of disparate brands. 250 of the best radio brands in the country, in the top markets in the country. Podcast studios, a streaming product called radio.com, a bunch of events, live events that we put on. But it was not clear how it all worked together. And that was the genesis, and that was the brief that drove the rebranding to Audacy. So here we are 3.5 years later, and to answer your question, what gets me up is being the youngest brand in a category of very highly established, respected players that we get to compete as a challenger brand. And being a challenger brand is incredibly liberating, right? I'm not looking over my shoulder, I'm looking straight ahead. I'm able to be scrappier. I'm able to take more risks. I am able to be more risk tolerant in the work I do, in the way I present the brand, in the way we go to market. And that challenge, it manifests itself differently every day, but that driving force of being part of a team that is building a challenger brand has been the most exciting and fulfilling moment of my entire career.
All right, let's go back to the hallway as we pivot back to Audacy's night here at ANA and this immersive experience that we're about to, for those that are attending, and again, are about to experience. One of the things that I love about our industry, and again, I've been in this industry since I was 14 years old. It's all I know. It's my passion, big passion. But what I love is how this industry takes our listeners through a day. You know, and you mentioned that's what we're going to see tonight. But literally, all of the ways that we touch and all the ways that we interact and with a consumer all day, every day, and it's one of, I think, our great strengths, because you, as a consumer, can take us wherever you go, whenever you go, and we have the ability to connect a consumer to a brand, and that's where magic happens.
Agreed. We've done a lot of big research studies over the last 5 years. You know, we do a lot of, like, in the grind, daily research on behalf of our clients to support the cases that we're making for audio investment. And then we have some tentpole moments of research that we do. And my absolute favorite research that we did, it was really two pieces of research, but the one piece that got me so excited was this research around rituals. And the hypothesis behind the research was that human beings are ritualistic creatures. We live our lives, our daily lives, through a series of rituals. And just think about your own life, Mike. As you get up in the morning, you basically go through the same activities every day, every moment. And there's different vignettes in that day. There's your commute to work, there's exercising, there's home time with the kids, there's quiet time alone. And audio is the only medium that can be with a person throughout every single ritual. And that was the genesis of the research. We looked at all the rituals of the day. We divided it up into 11 or 14 rituals, I think. Actually, 14 rituals. And we looked at the roles of different media: social, video, digital, audio. And the hypothesis proved true, that audio is part of these rituals more than any other medium. And part of that is because of its portability, right? It can be with you wherever you are, whenever you want it, on any device at any moment. It's screenless, so you can actively be doing the ritual while actively engaging in that audio content. And it's in some cases, it's so engaging that it becomes the ritual itself. For example, I'm going to go for a run at 7:55 a.m. because I want to hear a certain segment that Boomer and Geo do on The Fan in the morning every day, right? I am going to make sure I'm in my car at 9 a.m. Pacific because I want to hear Ali and Klein, the morning show of K-Rock in L.A. They do a show every morning, and at that moment, there is a segment I want to hear. Afternoon commute. I may take a longer commute home because I'm listening to a baseball game and I want to hear the end of that inning being called. So not only is audio part of the rituals, in some cases, audio defines the rituals. So, you know, that research is, we scream it from the mountaintops.
Guilty as charged. I will be in the car, supposed to check in with my wife. I'm listening to a segment on my favorite radio station. I'm not calling until it's done. I love my wife.
Right.
But I'm not going to disrupt my listener experience.
I've been in the car during this playoff baseball season at a light. And full disclosure, I'm a Yankees fan. Yankees, I forgot which game it was, but they left the bases loaded. And I was, you know, I hit the steering wheel with an expletive, and I looked over, and the guy in the car next to me was doing the exact same thing.
Shared experience.
It was like a great moment. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Paul, I'm going to ask you two questions as we bring our podcast to a close. Question number one, radio matters because?
Because it is inextricably linked to every community that a person is involved in. And that community may be a geography-based community, it may be an affinity group-based community, it may be sports-based or news-based or even subject political-based, but any community that's out there, radio is in the fabric of that community. We are part of every community that exists in this country.
Second question and last. Radio works because?
Because it's immediate, because it's trusted, because it's true, because it's simple. We could spin up, if a story breaks now, it can be on the radio now. It is not only essential and critical and timely, but it's all of those things delivered with integrity and truth and timeliness. It is so relied upon and so important that the world would be at a loss without it.
Well, thank you for your passion for this industry. Thank you for what you're doing at Odyssey. And a larger thank you, how you're helping to impact the industry. It matters, and we appreciate it.
I'll see you tonight.
Absolutely.
There is no question that radio is better when we're working together. Audio's story and radio's part within that story as the industry's leader is incredibly strong. As Mike shared, we are on an 8-lane superhighway, and radio is not getting the credit that it deserves. The reality, as Paul shared, is that radio is a legacy medium that's going through and has gone through hyper transformation, and the perception of radio's value among the ad community needs to catch up to that progress. Together, we will drive that message home in 2025 and beyond.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.